Dipti is with us. Lots of reactions to Joe Biden's comments that a ceasefire in Gaza is finally near.
That's right. A glimmer of hope perhaps in the region. That's what the Lebanese paper Al-Akhbar, a paper that's close to Hezbollah, expresses on its front page. The paper here saying, wondering really if Gaza is nearing the end of its nightmare. This, of course, with President Joe Biden's announcement that a ceasefire may be imminent. You see a similar headline from the British Daily, The Independent, Israel and Gaza on the brink of peace, again expressing a bit of hope that an end or the beginning of an end to the 15-month conflict could be upon us. The Times of Israel cites a Saudi channel, Al-Hadath, noting that Israel reportedly sent Hamas a list of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners who could be freed in exchange for 33 hostages who could be freed in a first stage, most of them alive, as the Times of Israel notes there. And it says that the ceasefire could last at least 6 weeks.
Dipti's found a piece in the Israeli daily Haaretz saying the possible deal was facilitated by unusual U.S. political circumstances.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Very unusual political circumstances. So the Haaretz explains that a week before Donald Trump's inauguration as president, the outgoing Biden administration has let Stephen Witkoff, now he is the man tipped or picked by Donald Trump to be the Middle East envoy. Well, he's the one who's been leading the process on the ceasefire. This on the grounds that any obligations the U.S. may undertake would be essentially Donald Trump's responsibility, not Biden's. So the paper explains that Witkoff himself is a Jewish real estate developer and investor, but he's also been described as someone who is not diplomatic at all and has no interest in acting like one. And the proof is there in the article. Haaretz explains that last Friday he called up Benjamin Netanyahu's team to let them know he'd be coming. And then they said that it was he was arriving on the day of Shabbat, and he said to them in, quote, salty English, that Shabbat was of no interest to him. And so Netanyahu had no choice but to meet him on the designated day. So we're sort of getting a sense of how this future Trump administration will be leading foreign affairs.
Yeah, we should see what unfolds over the coming weeks. Now, in the US, the confirmation hearings have begun for Donald Trump's nominations for key posts under his presidency.
The New York Times reports that the hearings are scheduled for more than a dozen of Donald Trump's cabinet choices, and the hearings will provide an early test for Donald Trump and in terms of how much of a hold he has over Senate Republicans. Now, as you see there, one of the most high-profile and potentially contentious hearings will be that of Peter Hegseth. He's been tipped for Secretary of Defense. The Senate Armed Services Committee will be considering his nomination. Now, he's a former Fox News host. He's a combat veteran as well. He's also very unconventional because he is quite young. He has relatively little political experience. He also controversially admitted to paying a woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017. So his path to winning the job will really depend on how well he's able to stay calm under the pressure of what's expected to be blistering questions as he faces that hearing this week. The Secretary of Defense is a very important post. It oversees 3 million military and civil personnel around the world, the U.S.'s nuclear arsenal, and a budget of $800 billion.
Yeah, we shall see how it goes. Now, here in France, a group of dads in France have gone to rather extreme lengths. Now, this is to raise money for their kids' school trips, I gather.
Yeah, I don't know what lengths you went to when your kids were in school.
They can be expensive, kids' school trips.
They can. Would you have done this, for instance?
No. Well,
that's what a group of dads have done in this village called Seine-les-Alpes. It's a village in the south of France. They've posed nude, as you see there, dad bods and all.
What do you mean, dad bods?
Well,
and all?
Some these ones don't seem to. These are actually quite not dad bods. Anyways, one of the moms explains that it sort of started as a joke. They were talking about how they could raise money, and they said, "Well, why don't you do a calendar?" And then they did, and they actually managed to sell 100 copies and raise a lot of money for some money for their kids' school trips in the process. So that was really a job well done to these dads now. Also taking a stance is this story here, is this pizzeria in the UK, Stuart. The Times of London explains that they were forced to add Hawaiian pizzas to their takeout menu due to popular demand. Now, Hawaiian pizzas, of course, are the ones with pineapple on top.
Mm.
They see it as an abomination, so they are actually charging £100 for the Hawaiian in the hopes of deterring customers from ordering the pizza that they don't want to make in the first place.
You know what? When I was in my 20s, I absolutely loved a Hawaiian pizza, and now I can't think of anything worse.
Well, it's an acquired taste. I guess it's not an acquired taste. That's
no.
probably the problem.
I think when I was in my 20s, I definitely wouldn't have paid £100 for it anyway. Dipti, thanks a lot. Dipti with the papers on France 24.